Hi, my name is Marty Barnhart, the Director of Ministry Expansion here at Christ Community Church. Today we read Revelation 9 through 13. We finished reading about the seventh seal and encountered a second series of seven judgments called trumpets. We are in the second vision of the book of Revelation. Each vision is consecutive. First are the seven seals, chapters 6 and 8, then seven trumpets, chapters 8, 9, and a part of 11, and finally the bowl judgments later in chapter 16. We saw yesterday that the trumpets are divided into two groups of four and three, respectively. After six trumpets of warning and judgment, we are told at the end of chapter 9, the rest of mankind who were not killed by the plagues still did not repent of the work of their hands. They did not stop worshiping demons and idols of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood, idols that cannot see, hear, or walk. Nor did they repent of their murders, their magic arts, their sexual immorality, or their thefts. I want you to notice that right up to the very end of time, God's judgments will still have repentance as their goal, but those who reject God will not be moved. In chapter 10, we encounter the first interlude, the interlude between the sixth and the seventh trumpet judgment. There's a link here to the chapters in the book of Ezekiel. John is told to eat the scroll like the Old Testament prophet before him, and John's prophetic role and message are confirmed by that experience. John is going to literally internalize the message of chapter 10, verse 11. You must prophesy again about many peoples, about many languages, nations, and kings. As we continue on into chapter 11, we encounter the second interlude between the sixth and seventh trumpets, just as we did with the seal judgments in chapter 7. This second interlude between the sixth and seventh trumpets is again reminiscent of the book of Ezekiel. Like Ezekiel of old, John finds himself included in a measuring experience. He's given a rod to measure the temple of God and the altar, the sanctuary, but not the outer court, which will be profaned by the Gentiles for 42 months, that is, 3.5 years. The temple will be rebuilt, but not for long. Next, the number 1260 days, which equals 42 30-day months, is also mentioned. That is the length of the ministry of the mysterious two witnesses of chapter 11 who will speak for God before they are killed by the beast from hell, John calls it the abyss, in the city of Jerusalem, the city where our Lord was crucified. They will be denied burial, but after 3.5 days, during which God's enemies will have a great celebration, and then suddenly they will stand and ascend to heaven. The witnesses are not identified, but may be Moses and Elijah. I'm careful here because I don't have any identification, but knew that you'd wonder. As you continue, the seventh trumpet sounds in chapter 11, verse 15. Loud voices from heaven say, "The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever." That phrase, which G.F. Handel set to music in the Hallelujah Chorus, brings us, as did the sixth seal, into another worship time, seeing heaven open, seeing the Ark of the Covenant in this instance, with lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, an earthquake, and a great hailstorm. Now that would be a worship time. As we move into chapter 12, we see a telescoping of prophecy from a scene before creation, chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, to a scene during the Great Tribulation, which we identified back in chapter 7, verse 14. I believe the woman here in chapter 12 is Israel. The dragon is Satan, and he's thrown out of heaven, taking one-third of the angelic host with him, chapter 12, verse 4. The identification of the man-child is Jesus himself. He is the male child who will rule all nations with an iron scepter, and who the dragon sought to devour, but who was caught up to God and his throne, leaving the woman behind to be protected from the dragon. Israel is protected in the wilderness during the last half of this great tribulation, or a period of 1260 days, which is 42 months or 3.5 years, a time times and a half a time. Satan is unable to harm Israel as chapter 12 closes, but he goes off to make war against the believers who are still on the earth. Now, there are two more things that I want you to be sure we talk about before we conclude today. First, I want to note that in this part of the vision in chapter 13, John has moved from Ezekiel to Daniel for the source of his images. The 42-month time frame comes from Daniel, of course. The imagery of the two beasts comes from the visions that Daniel was given of the end of time events. Many Christians, as you probably know, are expecting a revitalized Roman Empire, perhaps built around 10 European nations in the common market. It is from the European Union that they expect the Antichrist to emerge to persecute Christ's church and the Jewish people in a 7-year tribulation period that we've been reading about. That idea, which of course is tied to these chapters of Revelation, is rooted in the book of Daniel, where successive world empires are identified and a Roman Empire phase is quite evident. I urge you to go back and read the book of Daniel so that you might fully grasp this expectation. Finally, I want to mention that Satan is a great counterfeiter of Revelation chapter 13. We already know this, but look how much is evident here. There are three figures, the dragon, and then two beasts, literally an unholy trinity, if you will. The third beast, the unholy spirit, directs worship against the second beast, who was wounded, but who yet lives. The beast performs supernatural miracles. Now remember, miracles do prove supernatural power, but they do not necessarily identify which power. Just as in Ezekiel and Revelation, God sent angels to mark his people, so there is a mark of the beast, the number 666, as Revelation 13 concludes. The good news is that many will not take the mark of the beast. They will pay for it with their earthly lives, but will live in eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. These are amazing chapters for the amount of prophecy that John has given. Go back, reread these chapters today again, and maybe write down some of your conclusions based on Ezekiel and Daniel and here in John's Revelation. If you have any questions, send them over to me. I'll try to answer them. My email is martyb@cccomaha.org. I hope you've enjoyed our time today, and I hope it's been valuable for you. Blessings as you finish Project 4-4 in just 2 more days. Thanks so much for reading.